Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Good morning and welcome, my friends. Third hour of our get-together. It is 8:06, time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Coming up at 8:35, Valor will shine the spotlight, and that's coming up in about 30 minutes. All right, so hang in there. Of course, you've got your top stories. Iran, Operation Midnight Hammer, appears to be a phenomenal success. Of planning, the dedication, the timing, it appears that this thing was about as flawless as an operation of its size could be. This is going to be tough for President Trump to explain, because he always needs a little extra room for a little hyperbole, a little extra, the greatest strike ever in the history of mankind. Actually, if you qualify it, it very well may be. Seriously, that's what I'm gathering. But it's funny, when the biggest challenge is Trump trying to hype something that needs zero hyping. I think he did exactly the right thing. If you base it on Iran, doesn't play well with others. Definitely has uranium that's just steps away from being used to be weaponized. They lie to everybody about their program. They hide their program. And then they say, death to America and death to Israel. Okay, we could sit and wait. We could wait for a mushroom cloud. But I think that he took the right action. We'll see what the blowback is going to be. Part of it could be the closure of the Strait of Hormuz. And apparently that's the Iran government is going to move to attempt to do that. I don't know exactly how they think they'll be capable of pulling that off. But if they do, if they shut it down, 20% of the world's oil daily flows through there. So, yeah, that'll cause oil to spike and go up. The conflict between Israel and Iran has sent oil prices yo-yoing over the past week anyway. And you're going to see more of that. But we'll see how successful they are in actually trying to shut it down. I don't know what their capabilities are that are left, but I know that they've been greatly diminished. Let's go to the Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines. And Jerry, you're on the air.
Hey, good morning, Bob. Great show, as always. I think that the strike was precision, showed the dedication, and showed what can happen when our military is focused on the mission and not a social experiment as it was prior administration. I also think that Trump rightly is showing the military force to other audiences, namely Russia and China, that we can choose, at a time and place of our choosing, we can deploy massive firepower with precision at anywhere that we want to. And I think that that is also the larger audience that he's playing to. And then last point is, I think that Trump needs to remain disciplined and not talk about regime change. I know he's kind of doing that to kind of troll them a little bit, but he's got to be very concerned that he stays disciplined and on message, because we're not about regime change. I think that will happen internally with the Iranians and the Persians that really don't like their regime. I just think he needs to stay disciplined. But that strike package was basically also for the Russians and the Chinese.
Yeah. I don't disagree with anything that you said. And, yeah, I think it is a matter of rhetoric or choosing your words carefully. Everyone wants a regime change. But for whatever reason, I mean, for obvious reason, you can't say it out loud. You can't. That You can't say you want to topple the government. You just want to make them less of a threat than they were before you started that mission. So we'll see how it plays out. I'm with you. I mean, internally, I believe that people very much want change. Do they want to deal with the sacrifices that would come with putting themselves out there, so to speak? That's a tough call. It's easy for everybody to go, go freedom, go, you know, go, you know, don't be afraid. You first. But I do. If they want a better future for themselves and their families, and that's why we all make some level of sacrifice, something's got to change there. They're clearly not going in a good direction for themselves or for the entire region. So, again, hope for the best. Hope things play out that'll be good for the people of Iran, because their leadership now, not good for them. White House calls CNN fake news for report claiming Democratic leadership wasn't briefed on Iran strike. That's according to, the press secretary, Caroline Leavitt, demanded CNN retract a story on Sunday that claimed that Chuck Schumer and Hakeem Jeffries were not briefed on Trump's strike on Iran. Trump launched Operation Midnight Hammer, as you know, Saturday, struck three of Iran's key nuclear facilities in a surprise attack. The White House announced the success of the attack later that night. CNN reported that House Speaker Mike Johnson, Senate Majority Leader John Thune, both Republicans, were briefed on the strikes ahead of time, with Schumer and Jeffries, both Democrats, receiving notifications only before the public announcement and well after the attack. But Leavitt said, nope, that's fake news. The White House made bipartisan courtesy calls to congressional leadership and spoke to Schumer and Jeffries. Okay. They spoke to Schumer before the strike. Jeffries could not be reached until after, but he was briefed. Yeah. Davis, Gainesville, Chevrolet Skylines. And let's see what John's up to. Morning, John.
Good morning, Bob. It is so good to have you alive and back. You are a voice of sanity, a voice of reason. We may disagree on the religion thing, but it's really good to have you back. You're a real MAGA patriot, unlike some of the fake MAGA suicidal insane traitors like Tucker, who just want us to sit back and let Iran get nukes so they can drop them on his and our heads. It's just crazy, and thank you again for putting out reality, not BS.
Wow. Well, thank you, John. That's high praise from you, and I do appreciate it. I'm not going to go down this path too far, but I got to say this. It is extremely difficult to find real and truthful information. Can you imagine what it's like in the intelligence world? And we've been burned before. How do you judge the quality of that information? How do you know that, you know, somebody doesn't have their own agenda that's at play? And now more than ever before, the people that have been kind of brainwashed into whatever lefty ideology, I'm just using general terms here, but they look at, you know, their job as, yeah, if I can use my job to push an agenda, you know, I will. Used to be, I've got my own thoughts, I've got my own theories, I've got my own politics, but I don't let that interfere with my job. Well, that started to go away a couple decades ago. That's how it should be. That's how it's supposed to be. That's certainly not how it is. So it is tough. It is tough to really to be a truth teller when it's difficult to decipher what the truth is. And who do you trust? I try to kind of have a mental, you know, thing in my head. You know, who said what? Where'd this information come from? And then I might get it wrong because I believe that person, but I won't forget that. And then, you know, if you get more information basically from that, you know, that person, then, you know, well, I consider that's the old consider the source. But it isn't easy. And look at both sides do it, but I have to tell you, I mean, the left does it a lot more. I mean, the left literally now just fabricates stories. And then it doesn't matter. Then CNN goes on the air with it like it's the truth. They think it's the truth, or they want it to be the truth, but it's not. I mean, there's some things that you can figure out. There's some things that, you know, are a yes or no. And we'll dig into some of those things coming up on the Bob Rose Show. Valor coming up at 8:35. Right now it's 8:16. We're making Mondays great. 97.3, The Sky.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Lots of headlines, lots of things to talk about. Clearly, most of it has to do with Iran, but there are other things. Good morning and welcome. Coming up at 8:35, we will be talking about Valor, so stay tuned for that. Right now, your time check is brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It is the Bob Rose Show. I'm very thankful and happy to be alive today, suffering a heart attack a week ago today, and North Florida, thank you for all your help. And I had a stent placed in my artery of my heart. I don't know which one it's called, but it's in the back of the heart, if that helps you. We'll call it the trunk artery because it's in the back. But I'm just so blessed to be able to laugh about it now. Really, I was in excruciating pain. And the interesting thing is, you know, this happened 7 years ago. And I had 100% blockage, but it was a branch artery. So not, you know, not as important, but important to me. But yeah, it was 100% occluded, and they couldn't get through it with the heart cath. And they couldn't put a stent in it. And they said, but you'll be all right. And when they looked at this time, they said, you know, the old one, actually, you got some blood flow going there. I'm like, yeah. I go, what do the rest of my arteries look like? They said, you're good. And they said that the last time. Like, isn't that weird? I mean, I'm not complaining, because what happens to a lot of people is you go to the hospital and they go, yeah, you're like 85% blocked here, 90 blocked there. That's when you need the triple or quadruple bypass, you know? So I'm not complaining, really. I'm just saying it's weird, isn't it? The rest of the arteries are okay. It just picks an artery, you know? And all that chicken wing and pizza grease goes to one artery to try to kill me. But thank the good Lord, and thank you for all of your prayers and the well wishes and, you know, inspiration, really. And you got to keep on moving, and that's what I'll do. All right. Yeah, some of your headlines. There's some dramatic footage that's out there that shows some of these strikes, and then also Israel. Striking a prison. I see in black and white. I picked this up off the New York Post. Kind of interesting. But I was just going through some of the headlines. Russia warns U.S. strikes on Iran open to Pandora's box. Suggests the world could be on the verge of a nuclear disaster. Okay. Rubio says it's irrelevant if U.S. had intel Iran was pursuing nuke before strikes. Regime had everything they needed to build weapons. Yeah, I've shared that story with you. Margaret Brennan, Face the Nation, Rubio, square off. She's like, did he give, like, the official order to weaponize this stuff? Like, yeah, it's irrelevant. We know they have it. We know what their intentions are. we know the dangers that exist, and you know, we took it out. Just like wanting to know whether he called for the code red. Did you call for the code red? U.S. Embassy in Qatar orders all Americans to shelter in place amid rising tensions with Iran. Yeah, everybody is on a higher level alert now. Because, you know, look, does Iran have anything that could meet the mainland U.S.? Not that we're aware of, but they are working on a ICBM program. Like they're going to the space. They're going to the the International Space Center. Yeah, that's what they're going to do. They're going to visit there. Yeah, no. They're building a mechanism that can deliver a bomb, you know, anywhere around the world. And we, hopefully, we've stopped that. But it's not like they're just going to quit and give up. All right. So we have to be on higher alert. Let's go to the Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines. And Jason, you're on the air.
Hey, buddy, I'm so glad you're still around, man. I heard you huffing and puffing on the smoking gun when you were having your heart attack, man, and I knew exactly what was probably happening. Buddy, I'm just glad you're around, man. We sure enjoy you.
Thank you, Jason. I appreciate that very much. Yeah, it was it's so interesting looking back at it. You know what? I'm going to talk to men as a man, and I'm just going to be blunt. We're dumbasses. We don't take care of ourselves the way we should. We blow things off. Yeah, I was a little out of it. Doesn't your doctor always ask you, have you been out of breath lately? It's like, yeah, I mean, well, when I walk the stairs. It's like, yeah, that's out of breath. You know, chest pains, all this stuff. I know better. But I still, the guy in me is like, next time I go to the doc, I really need a follow-up, you know, with the cardiologist. Hadn't seen him in like 3 years. That's not smart. And there's people that depend on us and love us and care about us. So we've got to do better. So that's my little preachy preach. And you know when I preach, I preach to you because I'm preaching to me. So that's my little thing for the day is... stop that denial crap, because that's how I wound up exactly, you know, where I wound up. You deny, well, you know, it's just this. Oh, it's just indigestion or something. And I remember that feeling from 7 years ago. It's exactly how it started. It's what I thought it was. But somehow now my infinite wisdom tells me, oh, yeah, it's just indigestion like it wasn't before. I don't know what it is. Some of us just have to learn lessons the hard way. More than once. Hopefully I've learned it now, because I don't know if I'll get, you know, another shot at being saved. Literally. I mean, I was fortunate in a way. I was here at work. And we've got a defib machine, so there, you know, there was possibility of some help. But, you know, I'm a lot closer to the hospitals here than I am, you know, where I live. Could happen anywhere. Somebody said, what if it happened while you're riding your motorcycle? I'm like, yeah, it's one thing if it's me, but I got Betsy on the back. Yeah, it's a good point. All right, so we can all do a little bit better. Let's try to do that. Because as long as you've got people kind of counting on you and loving you, you know, we've got to be smarter. All right. What else is going on? Apparently there was some big brouhaha with CNN, Anderson Cooper. I guess he had to, well, it's not a brouhaha, but he had to like dump his microphone and get out of there. I think it was in Tel Aviv. They were under missile attack. And he had to pull the plug on his newscast. The sirens were blaring. I mean, that's real. That's real. Coming up next, Valor, right here on 97.3 The Sky.
Mm-hmm.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Good morning and welcome. It's 8:38. It's the Bob Rose Show. Yes, this is live. Hey, I apologize for the best ofs last week. Yeah, it wasn't a planned vacation. I was at North Florida Hospital. They put a stent in my heart because I literally was having a heart attack on the air Monday morning, approaching 10 a.m. So thanks for your patience and thanks for your continued support. You've been awesome to me for over 23 years now. Do you know what that is in radio? Radio is like dog years. You spend 5 years in a place, that's like 30 years because it doesn't happen very often. It's like a career in the NFL. Each gig lasts approximately 3.5 years. I've been extremely, extremely blessed. So thanks, because without you and without you, you know, listening and supporting what we do and, you know, going to our advertisers and stuff, we could not continue to do what we do. So for that, we thank you. One of the first people I met when I got to town fairly early on was Chuck Clemens. And you probably know him as State Representative Chuck Clemens. Maybe you know him as one of the directors at Santa Fe College. Well, he just got a new gig. I don't even know if he was looking for one, but he has been named the Vice President for Government and Community Relations starting in July for the University of Florida. So congratulations. Yes, he is a Gator, of course. He graduated in 1979. So, hey, man, go Gators. Keep them fired up, Chuck. And so we've got additional connections now there at the University of Florida. I'll be sitting in the president's box in no time. Well, maybe not, but maybe. You never know. You heard about Iran, right? I mean, obviously you heard about the strike, Operation Midnight Hammer, B-2s flying all the way from, like, Missouri. Yeah, it was 37 hours round trip. Yeah, don't complain about your lack of legroom in your next flight. So that, you know, of course, that occurred, and precision. I mean, these, I forget, somebody cited an example. It'd be like, you know, meeting your family from different parts of the globe, you know, in Paris at an exact time, you know, to show up at a restaurant or something, and but you don't talk to each other, you don't communicate for a week before, because they really did. Well, they ceased communications, what they would call normal communications. They may have had some kind of encrypted way, but for the most part, I mean, they, you know, it was the old fashioned, you know. All right, what time you got? All right. All right, and go. And they synced their watches and flew off. What a job they did. And, well, I'm sure the president will be talking much more about it later on today. So now you've got Iran's parliament voting to close the Straits of Hormuz. 20% of the world's oil goes through there. And that could create havoc in terms of prices, but small price to pay compared to what may have happened if Iran was allowed to have a nuclear weapon. You knew that. I mean, is there anybody that believes that, oh, that could be okay? I mean, yeah. Yeah, I mean, as long as it's just a little nuke, you know? Just, yeah. Little nuke. We'll call them dukes. Little dukes. They're just little dukes. Ain't gonna hurt anybody. Yeah, not good. So anyway, they voted to close the Straits of Hormuz. We'll see. It's like, I don't know if there's a gate, a giant gate. I don't think there is. But I don't know how they intend to do this. And I'm sure that, you know, Israel and the U.S. and some of our other friends will be quite vigilant in protecting those straits. All right, so there's that. Closer to home domestically, what is going on? You know we've got a great governor, DeSantis. And he said, it was almost like, don't be so blatant about it. When he said, if you're surrounded, you know, by a bunch of people like, you know, on the highway trying to close traffic off and all that, and you fear for your life, you can go. In other words, thump, thump, run them over. Now, he didn't say it carelessly, you know. I mean, you've got to really feel like your life is in threat, just like you're using any other deadly force, because if you run someone over, you might as well consider that deadly force, because most of the time they're going to die. So don't, that's not, we shouldn't take it lightly. But I tell you what it does. It sends a really strong, clear message that I'm going to do everything I can in my power to protect the good people of Florida. And if you decide that you want to break the law, put yourself in harm's way, and possibly frighten or do damage to vehicles, which is common occurrence in California, you're not going to be able to do that in Florida. And it is interesting, we have not seen the kind of things that they see in, for instance, like California. So having strong leadership and a strong person, you know, in the position of governor does make a difference in your daily life. This story coming out of North Carolina. In the wake of anti-ICE protesters and rioters trapping drivers in Los Angeles and other cities in recent days, Republican lawmakers want to make blocking streets a federal crime. Senator Tom Tillis, Republican out of North Carolina, will seek this week to make it a federal crime to obstruct or create intentional traffic, the Safe and Open Streets Act, a direct response to the radical tactics of anti-ICE protesters who have intentionally blocked roads and highways across the country. Lawbreakers could face fines of up to 5 years in prison. Hey, you know what? That's great. That's great for Tom Tillis and maybe North Carolinians and other people in the country. I'm just thankful we got a guy who doesn't threaten you with 5 years in prison. He says, if your life's in danger, you use whatever you need to extricate yourself from the situation with your vehicle, its motor, and its wheels. It's 8:45 on the Bob Rose Show. We've got a lot more to talk about coming up on News Talk 97.3, The Sky. Good morning. Happy Monday. When I say it's good to be here, I'm not kidding around. We've got a lot to talk about. Obviously, Iran is going to be one of the big stories, has been, will continue to be. I want to say thanks to Commissioner Ed Book, who also runs the police department for Santa Fe College. Dropped me off a nice card, said, heal up. May each day find you feeling better and better. Very thoughtful. Thank you. I don't expect that from him or from anybody. Please don't go out of your way. It's not like it's my birthday. That'd be different. Then I'm begging for stuff. Now, people, the outpouring, it's incredible. And I mean, crazy, you hear from people you haven't, you know, like word spreads or something, people you haven't talked to in a long time, like, hey, I heard. It's like, ah, if I get a big promotion, I wonder if word will spread that. Nah, I'm just very blessed. And men, come on, let's take care of our health. And I needn't go further because you know exactly what I mean. Okay? People depending on you. Come on, don't let them down. Some things we can't control, but there are many things that we can. All right. Oh, Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines and Pete, good morning.
Well, first let me say Bob's strong like bull. Ooh. So you're going to make it. And I'm calling about Governor DeSantis and his advice about getting caught in a traffic jam protest. If I'm out at protesting, I'm likely to be encountered by a woke progressive driving a Prius. If the conservatives are out there and they try to block to stop the conservatives from driving through, I have a pretty good chance she's going to be driving an F-250 with a gate pusher on the front. I like those odds. Thank you, Bob.
Yeah, but you think about it, some of us have trucks that are jacked up so much. You know, all the protesters have to do basically is duck. Whereas if a Prius gets you, it gets you low, man. It's like a crazy chihuahua unleashing on your ankles, and it only gets worse after that. But, I just think, look, we've got a governor that's looking out for the people. I don't want anybody to get run over. I would never want to have to be the person who's put in that position that has to go. Sorry, it can't be me. You're in my way. There's nothing I can do other than I've got to get out of this situation. And the governor has told me, hey, if you fear for your life, you got to take action. So he's got our backs. I mean, it's pretty basic. I've mentioned before the break, you know, Tom Tillis out of North Carolina is putting together a federal bill that would make it like a 5-year penalty if you block traffic and stuff like that. And there's nothing wrong with that. Go ahead and push that through. But I think the DeSantis, version is just a lot stronger. It sends a much stronger message to the people that we're not going to put up with you blocking roads. Because here's what happens. Some people would say, well, just be patient. Just sit there in traffic. There's people that have to sit in traffic all the time. No, it didn't work that way. And I know. You know what? What if somebody wanted to play that game, let's just say a week ago? And I'm in the back of an ambulance. Thank you, Alachua County Fire Rescue. Job well done. And I'm in the back of an ambulance. And all of a sudden, you can't control if there's a true traffic jam because somebody got in a wreck. But if there are people, they're going, hey, my cause is more important than you getting to the hospital. Ooh, I'm not going to agree with that. So I know they want attention for their causes, and the Constitution provides for that. But nowhere in the Constitution does it say you can block traffic from going where it needs to go. They know it's not right. They do it anyway. What does that tell you? All right. It is 8:53 right now on the Bob Rose Show. It's Monday. And Bill Maher did it again. He said something that makes sense. Yes. This guy's like Fetterman. All right? They're going to be people that are kind of lonely living on an island. Because where they sort of come from, they're not saying things that those people want to hear. Bill Maher from HBO, Real Time. He was on with Representative Wesley Hunt, Republican out of Texas. And this all had to do with Whoopi Goldberg. Did you catch that, Whoopi, on The View? I think she did it a few days ago. And basically was saying something along the lines of, this is a worse country, to live in as a black person. Worse than Iran. You imagine the ignorance? This is a woman who is multi-millionaire, who is living an exceptional and extravagant life. And I'm not saying she doesn't deserve that, but don't pretend, sister, like you just got out of hood, because that crap don't fly. It doesn't fly with anybody. And even the worst day in the hood is nothing like living under the tyranny that they experience in Iran. In the hood, they put a hood on because they want to. But in Iran, you put a hood on because they told you to. Let that sink in a little bit for old Whoopi. Yep. And Bill Maher, he said the Democrats, they took a step back. They took a step back from sanity. And he says, they need to get it together. And, of course, no, they don't. Davis, Gainesville, Chevrolet Skylines, and Jeff, you're on the air.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
I imagine that Athena is looking down from heaven and saying, I just wasn't ready, Bob. So there are few people I hate more than Adam Schiff, and Whoopi Goldberg is right there with him. I honestly believe that she is one of the biggest promoters of racism as it still exists, whatever fraction of it does still exist. When she dies, I believe racism will be over. God bless America.
Yeah, look, the problem is there's a lot more like her, and it's odd that most of them seem to be doing quite well in their careers. You know, and all, you know what you're doing? You're ruining people's potential because you're giving them an excuse. Hey, don't try so hard. Don't try so hard. You're black. It's not going to do you any good, even though they have reached a high level of success. Do they understand? I don't know. 9 o'clock stretch coming up next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.